Another big economic announcement coming for Shelby County. Welcome to Call on Colleen, the real estate podcast covering Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama. I'm David Black for Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty. Well, Shelby County continues to be one of Alabama's most popular areas to live. With that popularity, though, comes growth and the need for state and local government to accommodate all the expansion. So, what's happening at the government level? We decided to get an update from State Representative Cam Ward of Alabaster. And Cam has a special and big economic announcement to share with us, too. Cam, what are some of the major items you're working on right now?
Well, one of the biggest things is I serve as one of the co-chairmen of the Alabama Infrastructure Commission, which is looking at ways to improve the entire infrastructure system of Alabama, everything from waterways to airports to highways. And one way we're going to do that is we're going to come with a package of legislation that was crafted by business leaders throughout the state of Alabama, some legislators and academia, and the academic community are going to get a chance to be involved in crafting some bills that will really create an independent transportation commission, but also provide more funding to improve roadways.
This sounds like it's pretty long-term.
It's going to be a long-term, but it's going to be also a huge, huge, huge reform proposal. And, in fact, the proposal itself will be announced. The final proposal of bills will actually be announced by the Speaker of the House, a bipartisan delegation, at the American Village in February. So they're going to come to Shelby County to talk about this statewide legislation, which is big for us because traffic is such a huge issue here in Shelby County.
What sort of impact could the Infrastructure Commission have?
Well, it's going to streamline the process for decision-making in the Department of Transportation. You'll see a process where quicker decisions can be made, from making a road get built quicker to finding the best way to widen a road, land purchases. It's just going to make a process that's taken years and years in the past, hopefully shrink that time in half so that we can see some of these road projects get completed quicker. It does seem like state government is extremely slow in the way they respond, and I think this will help do that. It'll help streamline the process. Right now we have too much of a bureaucracy in place, and that really is just choking our system to death. And until we remove some of that bureaucracy, we're never going to see roads get built as fast as we need them to. And especially in a growing community like Shelby County, the speed and decision-making process is very critical.
Well, speaking of roads, can you tell us what projects are on the horizon for I-65 in Shelby County?
Yes. Actually, in fact, in March, bids will be let to widen I-65 from Valleydale Road down to County Road 52. It'll go to six lanes. And then as soon as it is completed, they will begin immediately construction on widening the road down to the Calera Airport exit. So there are plans underway right now, and they will actually begin in March on widening that road.
Sounds like transportation, then, is still a really big priority for you at this point.
Transportation is my largest priority in the state legislature. Hands down, that's going to be my biggest priority because I think the future of our economy and the growth of our area, in order for it to continue to grow in a smart and productive manner, we're going to have a good, strong infrastructure in place to support it.
Cam, let's talk about business in the area. What do you see on the horizon for Alabaster and vicinity?
I think you're going to see a continued growth right up and down primarily the I-65 corridor, with retail continuing to look at this area because of the number of household and roofs. They're going to want to see, in order for this retail to continue, there's going to be an effort for them to, they want to see improvements in our schools, improvements such as more capital improvement and more investment back into building larger schools and kind of getting rid of some of the trailers. And I think to that end, you'll see some more legislation in this upcoming session that we're going to spend money on, hopefully, a large capital improvement plan to hopefully eliminate a lot of these portable trailers and improve some of our older schools. That's important for our economic future because people who are locating here or moving here, they want to make sure that we're investing back in the school systems.
Tell me about your work with the city of Alabaster. You kind of wear two hats on the state government level and also on the city.
I do. I work for the Industrial Development Board here in Alabaster, and of course I recruit. They contract with me to recruit retail for the city, and I have been working, of course, on Colonial Promenade North, which is a super Walmart center in Lowe's. But now we're soon in June of 2006, we plan on opening the Target Shopping Center, which is currently under construction south of Colonial Promenade. And In the next few, to be honest with you, and you'll get a scoop here, in the next few weeks, we will probably be announcing another shopping center coming in as well near the interstate. So we're busily keeping up with everything that's going on, for sure.
Exciting. Can you tell us anything else about the new center?
Probably about 250,000 square feet. It's going to be a nice retail center, and it's going to be very complementary to what we already have in place there, too.
In the same general area as Promenade?
In the same general area, and a lot of the same kind of shopping, where you're going to have a lot of stuff that's national chain type places to go eat and shop.
People used to kind of snicker about Alabaster being a sleepy little town, but not any longer.
No, and I think it was just a matter of time just to get serious about it, and we have gotten serious about it, and I think that's what it takes to really to make a difference. Is you have to get serious and focus in on what your assets are and be aggressive and let people know that you are out there and that you want to offer an opportunity for them to come here, and they're going to have a good business when they come here and locate.
Well, speaking of business, how has the Colonial Promenade done so far?
Done very well. They have a couple stores in there that are doing very well for their national sales records. They're doing some of the stores, including Belk, are actually above and beyond some of their averages for other stores in the area. So we're very happy with that.
What other projects are on the horizon for you in either city or state government at this point?
Well, I think on the city end, what we're going to try to do is really focus in on the quality now. We've had the major shopping centers that are locating in, and we love them, and they're doing good, but now we're really going to focus in on the smaller areas, such as beautification projects that come in with businesses, making probably putting more requirements on for landscaping, and really in just highlighting the quality of life that comes along with these retail. From the legislative end, it's going to continue being focused on transportation, everything we can do to upgrade infrastructure throughout all of Shelby County, because as the rest of Shelby County improves with its roads, everyone else goes along with it. So I think that's something we have to continue focusing on.
That's State Representative Cam Ward. You can find out more from Cam on his website, camward.com. The housing market remains active in Shelby County. If you'd like information on selling or buying a home, give us a call at 205-356-5412 or send email to colleen@callonColleen.com. On behalf of Colleen Black with Keller Williams Realty, I'm David Black. Thank you for listening. See you next time.